I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen.
Yes.
We hope you've been having some family fun in the kitchen. And, you know, it's coming up to Thanksgiving time pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I think that's another great opportunity to have some fun with your family.
Oh, exactly. Not only just gathering together and celebrating what we have in the United States of America that is so unique to the world, but it's a time, too, when the baking equipment comes out and the big roaster, the turkey roaster. But also we like to make special pies or special salads. I think that's a time too. The holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas are a time when we really go back and depend on those favorite family recipes. They're brought out of hibernation for those times.
You know, when you have family gatherings, there's somebody in the group that says, well, now we have to have... And
yes,
whatever that is.
I know. Our family is so traditional that way. We cannot do anything. It's rare, let me put it that way, to introduce a new food into the family Thanksgiving menu because there are just so many wonderful traditional foods that
you have to try the new things other times.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. But we're talking about a new thing, a new food today.
We are. Mm-hmm. Even though we're still in the season with pumpkin, you're going to do something different with it. And a really popular kind of thing.
It is, because this can either be called a pull-apart loaf, a bubble loaf, or monkey bread. And Brits even call it tear and share. I like that.
Well, yeah, that's what it is, right?
That's right. You take this beautiful yeast bread and you don't need a knife. You just pull it apart and go and enjoy. And right now, there's this lovely aroma right next to me from the pumpkin cinnamon pull-apart loaf that I created. And it's really, the recipe is adapted from Better Homes and Gardens Fall Baking. I've just really enjoyed that publication and making many recipes out of that this fall season. But this one was especially attractive to me just because it used pumpkin. And I just really enjoy using pumpkin in baked products because it gives so much moisture into the product and prevents that drying out.
And a nice color.
Oh, yes. This golden color of this dough is just absolutely beautiful. And I have the luxury of having a bread machine, and I love my Zoe Gerusi bread machine. It makes about a 1.5 to a 2 pound loaf. So it's my go-to small appliance when I'm making yeast breads for making the dough.
Yeah, not just to make a loaf of bread.
No.
You don't go through the whole process, right?
Rarely.
You stop it at a certain point.
Yes, yes. And that dough comes out of there, and it is just beautifully risen and ready to be shaped. I haven't had to knead it for 8 to 10 minutes because the bread machine has done that. But the recipe that we will be posting on our website today at kjan.com will give the directions as given in Better Homes and Gardens Fall Baking, which is to make it by hand without the use of a bread machine.
But if you have a bread machine, I'm thinking sometimes people have gotten those for gifts and so on. It's sitting back somewhere on a shelf and you're going, we don't need that fresh bread. And I've heard all kinds of reasons. Maybe you want to pull it out and try just doing that first part in the bread machine. And then you can do whatever flavor and whatever you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fun part comes later, for me anyway, when you get to shaping and start creating with that dough itself. Because yeast dough is very resilient in how you work with it. It's wonderful to use in the creative mode.
Good thing for kids to do. You think about making bread, and is that something kids can do? Oh, when it gets to this part, the kneading and the shaping and so on, it is great.
The feel, the tactile feel for them to when they discover what that dough feels like and getting to the point where it wasn't ready to raise at this point because we hadn't added enough flour or kneaded it enough yet, but now it is, and you can do the poke test, the finger test to determine, too, when it's ready to be shaped or put into the bowl as far as that goes.
And they can't hardly go wrong.
Right.
I mean, it's going to turn out pretty good no matter.
Definitely. I would, on this recipe, it's very attractive because it is a pull-apart loaf. But one thing that you do need to remember when removing this bread from the pan is that it does need to cool in the pan at least 15 minutes so that pull-apartedness stays together.
It's, instead of a fall-apart,
exactly.
It becomes a pull-apart.
Exactly. And sometimes you can use the glaze that might accompany the recipe. This particular recipe, I've included two different glazes. One is a vanilla glaze. The other is a buttered rum glaze and uses either actual rum or rum flavoring, but just to give a complimentary flavor
With the pumpkin and mm-hmm. the cinnamon, I would think that'd be mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yes. So it, when you're taking it to avoid this falling apart out of the pan, a couple other ways to use the bread dough without actually putting it in a 9x5 loaf pan. And I found this information at kingarthurflour.com website. That's a tremendous website for baking. I not only do they sell high quality ingredients, but they do testing of their recipes and all they have a myriad of gluten-free recipes on there too that turn out just much better than what you would expect mm-hmm. for gluten-free products to do. But a couple different suggestions that they had. If you still want to make a pull-apart loaf, but want to perhaps prevent the risk of it falling apart when it's removed from the pan, is one, and I find this very creative and useful. Roll out the dough into about a half inch thickness. Then use a biscuit cutter or the lid of a mason jar, or maybe you even have English muffin cutters on hand. You can cut out circles of yeast dough that way. Then put the cinnamon sugar filling, spread that in the center of that circle. Fold the circle over so that the edges
kind of
meet.
Trap the
yes.
good stuff inside.
Mm-hmm. And then start layering those particular little sandwiches, you might say, in the loaf pan. They will hold together much better.
Now, one thing I noticed now, because the way you have done this is kind of strips or, mm-hmm. and many of the recipes, when I think of monkey bread, we start with little round balls.
Yes, and that's, yep.
I mean, and the flavor is the same, mm-hmm. but it is a different appearance than the recipe where you lay them out in strips.
Yes, it is. And so this one was laid out in strips. And if you recall the broadcast that we did with the apple pie pull-apart loaf in September, the principle to making this and shaping this bread is very similar to that, where the dough is rolled out into a long rectangle. I think it's a 20x12 rectangle, then spread with the filling, and then cut into certain size strips and stacked so that you can get that pull apart shape. But why
now
not?
You put this in a 9x5, but are there some other options?
Yes, Lavon. Why not go and use, to make individual servings, why not use muffin cups, maybe even the giant muffin cups, and put these little sandwiches of dough with the filling inside those muffin cups, and I think you will find that they are almost risk-free of developing fall-apartedness when they
come out
of the
pan. And, you know, if people are, sometimes it's a little difficult to picture what you're talking about, but remember that Miss Nene has pictures on the website.
I try to put on our podcast, included with the podcast on our website, will be the recipe. And then I also like to do a variety of pictures starting from an assembling of the ingredients and taking different preparation steps. So even though we are not there, Lavon, you and I, to coach the people who want to make this, hopefully these pictures will help you, give you more confidence to make this recipe that we are talking about.
And making it turn out lovely and mm-hmm. yummy and all those kinds of things. Do you think you might add this to your Thanksgiving time? Maybe not for Thanksgiving dinner, but maybe, you know, sometimes you have get-togethers around Thanksgiving
yes.
time that's not really a whole dinner. I'm thinking this would be a really nice thing. If
a brunch.
Yes.
Coffee time, a hostess gift. Yes. And be
yeah.
very unique yes. that way. Very much so.
So, and you mentioned there's cinnamon, but mm-hmm. are there other, and you mentioned the possible rum flavoring. Are there other mm-hmm. flavorings in there?
No, just cinnamon and sugar and vanilla mm-hmm. With that cinnamon dough. But as far as the buttered rum glaze, it's just a matter of mixing up butter, melting butter, adding some brown sugar and milk, and the rum, and then the powdered sugar. And of course, it's up to you what consistency you want for drizzling. If you want it more of a frosted effect, then you would add more powdered sugar to get that spreadable consistency. If you want to have it more drizzled, where it falls down the edges of the loaf, then want it a little bit more liquid of consistency. And the original recipe recommends drizzling using a one teaspoon measuring and drizzle a little bit at a time. I am in a hurry. I didn't I didn't have time to necessarily wait for the 1 teaspoon. So I had it in a glass measuring cup. And I actually, what I did, I melted all that in the meltable ingredients in the microwave, added the powdered sugar, whisked that in, and then poured it over the loaf. Okay. That was the easiest way for me, using the least amount of dishes.
All right. Very good. So, of course, you can see the pictures and you can see the recipe and you can hear us.
Yes, exactly. By going to KJAN.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and you will get to hear our cheery voices again if you want to listen to the podcast. But also, you will find the recipe for this pumpkin cinnamon pull-apart loaf and pictures of the preparation steps as well as the finished product. Now, if you'd like this recipe and don't have computer access, please give us a call at KJAN or send us a note. We'd love to hear from you and your comments. And, please tell us if it turned out for you, because we're always anxious to know that too. So remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.